Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to Ambridge on the Couch, an in-depth look at the Archers with me, Harriet Carmichael, Jeff Thomas, hungover Lucy V. Freeman, and our executive, so she's a bit slow. That's why I was reading this slower, Lucy, just to help you. And our executive director, Cooper. Now, before we make a start on your emails, let's have a recap on what happened this week in Ambridge.
This week was brought to you by people who cannot mind their own sodding business. There was a lot of cricket, largely Tom and Adam fighting over Chris Carter, who turns out to be a cross between Ian Botham and WG Grace. I never take much notice of the cricket, really, but I'm not sure I remembered him being such a spectacular performer before. Also, I don't know what was going on with Adam, but he managed to sound so flirtatious talking to Tom.
Yeah.
I had to keep reminding myself that they were cousins talking about cricket and that they weren't in a bar called Thrust in Felpersham's gay quarter. Street. Helen had an enormous shit fit about being in a pub garden with Soft Play, as she was convinced that Rob was in a snorkel lying at the bottom of the ball pool, presumably in about an inch and a half of toddler wee, waiting to leap up and grab Jack. She wasn't really worried about that. She just didn't want to have Pirate Pete's chicken goujons and fries for lunch. Yeah. Her plan worked, and Ian took them all back to the cottage and made them a nice dinner instead. She tried to distract herself with setting about making this Open Farm Sunday the most boring ever. The Felpersham College Folk Band and a Nature in Farming quiz. Oh, my good Lord. People don't want that. They want baby animals they can feed wopsits to, scones, and a sit on a tractor. That's it. They don't want to learn anything. Bridge Farm, taking the fun out of farming since 1963. Johnny has been sorting out the cow fertilisation, apparently. No wonder he's been so quiet. He must be knackered. Anna Toboggan popped back up so that Stella has someone she can swap her North Face jacket with. She sounded even more throaty than before. So if she does get together with Stella, there'll be more gravel on a garden centre. Now, I have never been particularly fond of Brian. For some reason, entitled old men in mustard-coloured cords who can't keep it in their pants and see all women as opportunities have never appealed to me. But God knows I feel sympathetic to him now. Why can't his children leave him alone? It was his 47th wedding anniversary and they were all behaving as if he's in imminent danger of hurling himself into the Am. He's not that fragile. I mean, presumably, both his parents have died. He did have an accident. He developed epilepsy. His wife threatened to leave him. His girlfriend died and he took in his son and brought him up. He's survived stuff before. Not only that, but Adam has now become obsessed about Brian's will and wanting to become the king of Home Farm. So Brian's now checking his brake cables every time he gets into his car in case Adam's been at them with the kitchen scissors. And talking of Adam, in scene after scene, some poor unfortunate is coerced into having dinner with Adam and Ian. Then Adam starts to make them feel uncomfortable and Ian becomes overcome with embarrassment, dives into the kitchen and starts banging pots around, teeth clenched, until he emerges again and tries to save whatever situation Adam has created. I honestly cannot see what Ian is getting out of this relationship. Susan was doing a shite job of organising Tracy's hen night. The choices were A, pottery workshop, which means China willies, B, chocolate making, that means chocolate willies, or laser tag, which is men who are willies. Susan said she wanted to add in the element of surprise. It's a hen night, it's not an SAS exercise. Helium Heidi has done a very nice job of the balloons, and there seem to be some people there, even though That lounge must have been enormous as they sounded about a mile and a half away. Dear old Oliver was pottering around, getting in everyone's way, brandishing a jar of cocktail olives and a lime squeezer. And Emma and Tracy were at each other's throats until after a second and a half, they weren't. It was the fastest punch-up and reconciliation in the history of history. A bit like when two boxers are supposed to get up all in each other's grills and then clap each other on the back and walk out quite happily. Very strange. But anyway, it's nice that Tracy and Oliver are friends and Susan was happy, and it's completely ridiculous that even though the rest of the hotel is in total ruins, they've an entire room done up, including soft furnishings. But hey-ho. Cheers, Tracy. And Susan, stay away from the llamas this time. The end.
Cheers. Mine's a strawberry daiquiri. I used to love a strawberry daiquiri when yes. I was 12.
Yeah, exactly. Used to being the operative.
Oh. Nothing lewd.
Yeah.
I loved it when Susan...
It's a head night. The whole point of them is that they're lewd.
What's the point of having a cocktail waiter if he's not going to take his apron off?
Yeah, exactly. And reveal nothing. Yeah.
This week was about people getting what they wanted in that. You know, when Helen was in the pub garden, I was thinking exactly the same. She's making a fuss because she does not want, they don't want to pay for shit food.
Yeah.
She was like, and so poor old Ian was like, oh, God, I'll do all the cooking and all the washing up and have my delicious food. And then same with Susan. She was a bit, it's nowhere to go. And then Oliver was like, oh, take Green Gables. And she was like, is the bar stocked?
Yeah.
cocktail waiter.
Well, I wasn't planning on going. All right then. Yes.
Maybe bring a couple of bottles of wine. Now you're all right. We'll just have the cocktails. People were just getting stuff out of.
They were taking the piss royally, left, right, and centre.
Yes, exactly. That. So naughty. But I thought that Adam's chipperness this week, I adored it. All his chuckles, his flirtiness with Tom. I loved it. He did about six chuckles in the whole episode, I reckon.
But if he comes back, I don't know about the chuckling, but if he comes back and says, right, Adam, I want to be, king of Home Farm.
Yeah.
What happens to Stella?
Yeah, I know. Well, that's the thing. He hasn't thought of that. Did you not notice him laughing, though? Did it not? Because to me, I thought Adam was so unlike Adam this week that either someone's rebranded him on the page or have had a quiet word about...
Right. Could you not sound quite like you're announcing a war? I think...
Or it's just Adam's commitment to his character in that he's, you know, the being back on Home Farm and being in control for a start has completely rejuvenated him.
It's genuinely perked him up.
Made him happy. I mean, he sounded... When he laughed, I was like, this is weird. Is anyone else?
Who is this? Who is this? Hello?
There was six or seven. It was just peppered with Adam giggling. It was so sweet. Even Tom was like, huh? Well,
you're right, mate. I think it is just designed to show that he's now fulfilled, isn't it?
I think you're right.
But he was happy as a little lark when he got the job at Bridge Farm, because it meant he didn't have to do admin and deal with Brian.
Yes.
And that was after about 2 days. He said to Ian, it's changed my life. I'm marvellous. And now he's been looking after Home Farm for 2 days and he's like, I want to do this forever and ever and ever. It's marvellous. It's changed my life. What?
It's because he had the success of the edible, tangled, whatever, forest garden. And I think that success has now motivated him. I think he's like a lot of people where, you know, you life is a bit dull and, you know, and he wasn't really, and he wasn't in control at Home Farm and he just probably lost his confidence a bit. And then he had one little success and now he's like, I can do this.
But
get me back with the big boys.
What he's enjoying... I don't have any doubt that he's very keen on big boys, but what I understand.
That was a little chuckle on his face, doesn't it? Oh, Ian, put some Nutella on my piece.
I understand that he likes being in control. But Brian hasn't relinquished control and Stella is coming back. So,
well, it's all a bit confusing.
He's trying to make a decision based on doing this for literally 3 days. Has he been doing it? 4 days, but, whatever?
Yeah. And also, it doesn't really make sense that... Yeah, it doesn't really make sense either, because why isn't Brian noticing the... I thought that this week would be all about him on that...
Yeah.
Is it that drill being delivered?
Yeah.
And then Brian
the nudist
going,
drill, yes.
The nudist drill that Adam's so keen on.
Well, maybe that's why he's been so cheerful. I've been drilling nudistly all day. Marvellous.
I know about you're shaking your cocktail. Have you got a... Did you get a waiter in tonight?
Well, Jeff, yes.
And is he making you cocktails?
Yes, and he's put a little sprig of rosemary in it.
No wonder you've been hungover for 5 days. I know you've been out on the Raz with your girlfriend.
I have been out on the Raz as well.
You've been hungover for 5 days. That's just disgusting, Lucy.
You're just jealous because you said, I'm having a late night tonight because it's 8:24 and you're still awake. She is in her pyjamas. She sent me a photo of her in her pyjamas.
Well, because when it gets to 2014, which was when we started this podcast, to me, that my head's going, well, at any minute now, it's going to be 21:14.
Yeah.
And that is when my phone goes off because it tells me it's going to bedtime.
Right.
But, you know, but my phone goes off, but I still haven't sent all the emails I'm supposed
to. Your oldest boy is going to be going to bed an hour after you, like in about a year's time, isn't it?
It's already happening. Yeah. Quite often, I'll just go to bed before them.
Yeah.
No, I am jealous. I want to have been out on the Raz. Anyway, I've got a curry hangover, as I told you. Nice. Nice. Yeah, well, I loved Adam. I just felt that Adam's positivity this week put a positive... And also, I'm like you. I don't understand a word about the cricket when they say left-hand...
Down a bit.
...barnacles, or, and you know, all those terms.
The T20.
T20.
That's a quick one, isn't it? A T20 is a quick one.
I mean, to me, it sounds like a geopolitical summit, but I think you're, I don't know, it's some sort of thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, clearly you have to have two teams.
Yeah.
Or I don't 20? Know what it is.
I don't know. No, just, it's a short, it's like a one-day test, I think, or something like that.
I just don't know. And I don't know anything about
cricket. Why can't we just go back to the single wicket? I got that. I mean, I can say that they're words that I can say, but I don't quite know.
Say one.
Googly.
Oh, good.
Boundary.
Oh, wow.
Outfield.
You're some sort of expert.
I am. I can.
Four.
That's golf. Six, you mean.
I don't know. I like it though. I don't care. It doesn't matter. It doesn't bother me. I don't understand. I like the sound of it all.
Yes.
It's like, you know, it's like listening to cricket, isn't it? It's relaxing.
Yeah.
And it's sort of reassuring.
Or listening to Gardener's World if you haven't got a clue what they're talking about.
Love that. Especially with Kathy.
Kathy Clugston.
She's a great presenter. I liked all the cricket stuff. Adam is really growing on me.
Really?
I think because he's come out of his moody phase and he's sort of going on a bit of a journey. I feel really proud of him, Lucy.
Really?
Yes, genuinely. Am I mad?
Possibly, because he's going to start getting really annoying again when Brian comes back and we're going to be back to, for God's sake, Brian!
Yes, and if he pisses Stella off...
Yes, then we won't like him.
But, I mean...
Are we shipping Stella and Anna, by the way?
I loved Anna.
Stanner. Stairlift. If they get together, it's a stairlift all the way.
No, because I'm hoping Stella might have just found someone beautiful in Italy.
Oh.
I mean, Stella... might be filming for a while or something.
Okay.
Don't you think? Because she's quite busy.
No, because this storyline's got to build up to something with Adam.
The farming thing.
Yeah, I mean, she can't just come back and go, oh, you're back, are you? Are you taking over? Righto! I'll just make the tea then.
Unless she's found some gorgeous agriturismo place in Pienza and wants to move in with Giuseppe or...
Giuseppina.
I really wish that The Archers was set in Pienza and Stella was in it and loads of Italians. I'd really like that. But Stella, we don't know like what her contract is. I mean, you know, is she on a...
Well, don't you remember? Because there was all that hoo-ha about the money that she wanted and the money that he wanted to give her. And, you know, it's a full-on. She's a very well-paid senior.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's not a consultant. She's a full-time employee.
Yeah. Which doesn't make any sense at all, does it? Why would Adam be paying...
Yeah.
When actually... It's all a bit of a mess.
Yeah.
Because Adam could have done it.
Yeah. Yeah. Things broke down so badly between him and Brian, didn't they? That's why he sort of dropped off. But,
yeah,
you know, there's
but
no...
That's why I like Adam has been on this sort of quiet journey. And I think none of us have really noticed. And I feel... bad that probably he was suffering quite a lot when we were being mean about him.
What was he suffering for? I mean, about? Why?
I think he had a bit of a crisis because he probably, you know, he went to work for that hairdresser, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And that all went horribly wrong.
Bullying.
Yeah.
And I think probably he just thought, I can't deal with this anymore. Mm. And I don't know who I am if I'm not in charge. And I think I'm reading too much into Adam. I don't know why.
No, because we've always said Adam is still a bit of an ardil to us. He's like,
yes.
We're like, who are you? And maybe this is it. Maybe this is where we find out who he is. Or maybe when he finds out who he is. Who knows?
When he chuckles, it's delightful. And if Adam can chuckle at the world, then we can all chuckle.
My God.
The Archers. I really liked this week. I don't know, it felt quite cozy. Maybe because of the cricket, because of the hen night, because Emma and Tracy made up in 5 seconds, which was so unbelievable.
That was odd.
But when the season
They were
went,
just getting going. And then
I know.
And then it was all like, and they all just stopped.
And then Emma was actually a right bitch.
Yeah.
You know, Oliver should have said, get out if you're not going to be respectful of the bride.
Well, it was sort of, it's because you react more strongly when it's about your child, don't you, than...
Yeah.
And she sort of went for Brad and she went for Jazza and said...
Oliver, he is going to pay it back. He's just been really busy at Barrow. But he definitely is.
Like Father Ted, the money was just resting in my account. Oh, can't bear
anyway,
Georgie. Cannot bear
no,
him.
No. But then it's weird because I'd actually sort of forgotten that Emma is Tracy's niece.
Yeah.
Because they're so alike and then their kids are the same age.
Yeah.
So...
And then Susan said, don't talk to your auntie like that.
Yeah, yeah. And don't talk to your niece like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, Anna, I thought was lovely.
She's very reassuring.
She's, again, one of those actors that's just very natural, isn't she? And effortless. I really hope she's coming back. Is she a famous actress?
I don't know.
Might look her up. She had a great voice.
Don't you think that Lee is starting to sound like a man who's wondering now what the hell he's got himself into?
Yeah, well, this is clearly heading towards Lee's TV career, isn't it? Because even before Helen mentioned California and not going, I thought... Right, okay, Lee, there's no way. Lee is so undermined, isn't he?
Even want him to be there. It was like,
no.
All right, you can come to the solicitors, but bring your colouring book and be quiet.
Yeah,
you know, it was
exactly.
He's 50% of that partnership and she can't expect him to look after her children as if they were his own, but then not have any part to play in... It is very difficult when you're, because I'm obviously in a relationship with somebody who's already got children and all that. And it is, that role is really difficult, incredibly difficult and so easy to get wrong.
Yeah.
And once you have done it wrong, incredibly hard to put right. And I think he's done that really well as a character. You know, he does seem to genuinely care about them. He doesn't moan to Helen about them.
No.
He does it really, really well.
Which we would.
Yes.
If it was them.
But he, yeah, which we would. But he kind of, she's then saying, nope, you're not, you're right. You can't get any closer than that. That's it. You just operate within the parameters I set, and you're not to, you know, you can't have any closer involvement or have any say in...
Well, it also sort of sounds like she resents him in a way.
Yeah.
I mean, not him, but in case the listeners are confused, we had a terrible technical issue and it was nothing to do with the levels. Someone was interfering with us.
Yes. And it's a long time since that's happened to either of us.
And it was someone we got confused.
Yes.
It was buzzing like this.
Yeah. As a Dalek, we're being interfered with by Daleks.
because me and Lucy don't know technical things.
We just unplugged everything, plugged it back in, then turned it off and turned it on again. And it worked!
Yay! It's amazing. I'm very...
Which is good because we were just about on the verge of going, Jeff! Which would be humiliating.
Would have been really annoying if we had to have asked a man.
Yes.
It would have been annoying.
Yes.
But anyway, we are back. Phew.
For now. Let's just go with for now.
We were just saying Lee and Helen are on the path now to...
Yeah, but I don't think they are because they recorded this 3 months ago.
Before he went public. Yeah, but he might have already got that Corrie job then.
Hmm. He's only somebody's business partner. The business will probably go bust and we'll never see him again on Corrie.
Oh, I haven't watched it yet.
He's Dev's business partner.
God, is Dev still in it? Blimey.
Apparently so.
And I'm going to watch last night's because Susie was in it last night.
Oh, was she?
Yeah. Yeah, she was in Corrie. Basically, they've got that. The archers are invading Corrie, which is great. I'm all for it.
What was Susie playing? Who was Susie playing?
I don't know because I haven't watched it yet.
Okay.
I think it was, a little, not a main part. I think it was a one-off part, but hopefully they'll get her back. She's great casting, I think.
She is.
She looks great. And I was thinking even last night on The Archers, she's so good.
Yeah.
She's such a convincing character.
Yeah.
She really, her and Susan are just a fantastic partnership, aren't they?
Yes, yeah.
Very, very clever.
Yeah.
And anyway, so Lee, yes, poor Lee being undermined and not being let into Helen's...
Yeah. Paranoid world.
Yeah, it's very, very upsetting, actually, isn't it? You know, when it was so sad, I felt so sorry for him when Ian came to the rescue. Because, you know, Ian had been there, hadn't he? So Helen has that shared bond with him. And sad for Lee.
And also, I was thinking on a sort of more sort of prosaic basis, this also affects Lee's security. Because Rob's going to be very, very angry with Lee. He's been usurped by somebody who's now got much closer contact with his children, his child than he has.
Yeah.
You know, and he could just, he's exactly the type that would, you know, go nuts and, you know.
Or if he goes back to America, go and find your daughters. But no, Lee has every right to feel vulnerable and...
And Lee's Helen's just trying to shut everybody out to kind of protect herself. She's protecting herself from them, and she's protecting them from Rob. And you know, she's very confused and incredibly difficult to live with at the minute.
Oh my God! Can you imagine? You'd just be like, shut up. He's not coming. I've checked every cupboard in the house. He's not here. But you know your illness thing?
Oh, yeah.
Because do you still think that's a good...
Yes.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
It was just when Anna was saying, oh, you know, this is a way, writing all these letters is a way of making it a really long, drawn-out process. I thought, oh, is the storyline now because basically it's splitting up Helen and Lee. Oh yeah, but then you're right, because even Pat was basically saying there isn't, even if he's convicted of kidnap, there's going to be no closure.
The only other thing
is
that he could already be in prison for something else.
Oh, do you think?
And that was why he had the very good alibi, but you could still make phone calls from prison, so it's not that good an alibi.
Oh right, yeah, good, yeah. And also, wouldn't she know?
I don't know, because you're not allowed, you're restricted in what you can say about people, aren't you?
Yeah.
Solicitors and the police are, you know, you mustn't talk about previous
super injunctions, etc.
Let's not go there. So brave, so very brave. We've had many, many, many emails.
Yay!
Yay!
God, it's 2051 already.
How many of you? Terry White, because you know we were talking about why the hell does Martin want Georgie, and you said, well, it's because he's much cheaper.
Yeah.
Terry said, under 18, £4.81 an hour.
What?
18 to 20, £6.83 an hour.
What?
20
for the national minimum wage?
Yeah. 21 to 22, £9.18 an hour. 23 and up, £10.42 an hour. So,
oh my God,
Jazza would be on
£10. Come and babysit for me in West London. Oh my God.
So, Georgie would be £6.83 an hour as opposed to £9.18.
Bloody
which
hell.
Is quite a big jump, actually, isn't it?
Surely they get more than that, though, when they're qualified.
But he isn't.
But Jazza.
Oh, you mean Jazza? Yeah, I don't know.
God. Whew. That's not a lot, is it? Even for a kid. I mean, do some babysitting in Chiswick, guys. I mean, you'll literally clean up.
Literally, you'll just have, you know, the like, Huntley and Palmer biscuits. You'll have organic orange juice. You know, the Wi-Fi's great. Netflix,
it's
password,
super
everything.
Fast. It's yep. so fast. Yep. I am so licky to my baby. When people come babysit, the first thing I do if they haven't been to my house before is show them the Wi-Fi password thing. Because obviously that's all a teenager is going to want, isn't it? The Wi-Fi.
When I was in, I stayed with my friend in LA a few years ago.
Nice.
And, sorry?
Nice.
Yes. And he, standard form there.
Oh yeah.
The babysitter came, was looking after his daughter, and he left her Uber Eats menu.
Oh wow!
And some sort of token or thing, and said, "Get what you want."
That's a great employer.
Yeah. No, he said you have to, because if you don't, they won't come.
Oh my!
That's
God.
Like standard.
Bloody hell.
Yeah, but he lived in Studio City in LA, so I think everybody's a bit... Every Uber driver I got there said to me...
Was an actor.
Yeah, no, said either said, are you in the... You know, they just say, are you in the business? Because they, you know, there is only one business.
Yeah.
And I went, no. And then they would... All either the ones that didn't say that said, would you mind if I played you my CD? And you think it's like, oh, the music that I like... And he said, yes, I recorded this one, blah, 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 blah. And,
oh, God.
You know. And you what can you pass, say? You're trapped. Though. You're trapped.
You could pass as an agent or a TV exec.
What? And then it would be even worse because then I'd just have to fake.
You should have just gone with it, though. And you should have taken on some clients.
And what done what with them?
Just hung on to them until they got a job and had to give you 10%.
Oh, anyway.
Freeman Associates.
Sole employee, Harriet Carmichael. This is Kathy Harvey, who also had a point to make about the minimum wage. She said, the point was, despite doing the exact same job as their elders, young people are not entitled to the same minimum wage, which obviously Martin Gibson is well aware of. It's currently over £3 per hour cheaper to employ an 18-year-old than someone who is 23. Outrageous.
But that is outrageous.
Yeah.
I mean, I know producers who've done that with in the audio industry because it's cheaper to hire. I think they just sort of kept them on they'd had them as kids doing you know, work for them, voice work.
Yeah.
And then they've just kept
not
them
cleaning
on that.
Or anything.
And they've just kept
balloting
them on
the
that
car.
Kid rate.
Yeah.
Which is naughty.
Yeah.
But that's outrageous that that's a thing. Because why wouldn't you? But that's awful because if it's for a job that... There's barely any difference between an 18-year-old and a 21-year-old, is there? And if one is... Yeah, that doesn't make sense. But when you're 18, you're an adult.
Yeah.
Crazy.
She said, on another matter altogether a few weeks ago, you were discussing the twins' photo shoot. And Harriet said that if necessary, Rex could stand in for them. I was completely flummoxed as to why a barge-dwelling taxi driver with a sideline in rewilding would be a good alternative. And then I remembered, it's your son's name. Please can you remember in future that some of us are slower on the uptake and need these things pointed out to us.
No, I meant Sorry, Rex Catherine. The taxi driver.
Yeah, no, Rex could, yes. Rex could just look winsome on the back of her thing, couldn't he? Lots and lots of people are sending us clips, which is great because we love a clip.
Yay!
So this is our Welsh correspondent, David from Carmarthenshire, who says, turns out that Lillian was not languishing in Guernsey all those years ago. She was, in fact, a policewoman in Liverpool.
What?
Attached is an audio clip of Lillian as a police officer in Brookside in 1983, investigating the disappearance of Petra Taylor. It is unmistakably Lillian. I half expected her to light up and ask for a G&T halfway through the police interview. What a hoot. She could certainly give harassment a run for his money. Right, so ready?
Yeah.
We've checked with everyone she had dealings with, except Mr. Grant in London. Now we'll be doing that today. Though I really don't hold out much hope there, having seen this. And we've put her name and description, etc., on the national computer. It's all we can do, love.
It's all we can do, love. She sounds like Lillian, but yes. A little bit not like Lillian as well.
She's yeah.
Wow, that's she sounds so young.
Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely.
Now. Okay. Alexandra Townsend about Georgie.
Oh, yeah.
At the end of your segment of playing the Archers theme tune after what the hell is happening here, my 2-year-old son piped up, Archers! Good old-fashioned indoctrination. Oh. These twitty people are pretty hot on the predictions, she says. I reckon George got the job at the pig unit to continue the incel thread. He'll get the sack under Hannah and revenge will ensue. Possibly Neil may be placed in a very difficult position. Any character who gets under the skin like that is surely good script writing, even if it's hard to hear. I used to want to throttle Susan on a regular basis 25 years ago. Not on the same level, I know. Ooh, and yes, it was Jim Reed the Bunting. I'd completely forgotten this. Lots of people have said it. Jim stole the bunting.
Why?
Can't remember. anyway, that was Alex Suffolk to Seattle. Now.
It's a good point, that, because, yeah, you do need a villain to be villainous at first, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah. This is from Laurie Dudley, who said, I looked it up and memory was serving me correctly. It turned out that Jim and Jazza had been putting bits of stolen bunting up around the village, winding up harassment. He found out Jimus was responsible and attempted to get his own back by pretending to arrest him. But Jim had just seen his childhood abuser and was in no mood to play.
God.
So I'd forgotten that totally.
Yeah, I'd forgotten too.
Do you remember the podcast I was talking about last week when the voyeur policeman.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
This is from Anne in Ottawa, who said, I laughed more hysterically than usual at Lucy's impression of a Southern law person. It was accurate in word and content. In fact, in the 1970s, in a Southern US state I won't name, part of a more remote beach had unofficially become clothing optional. The county sheriff's department, whose chief's name was indeed Bubba, maintained.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Maintained surveillance for a considerable time before arresting the perpetrators. For all I know, they're surveilling still. Cue the banjos, she said.
Oh my
it's
God.
It's grim.
That is grim.
Joanne. So now, this is the what the hell was happening here. Do you remember it was the creepy man that said...
that we thought could be Timothy.
Yeah, you've got a nice little farm here. Shame.
Or it was something to do with dogs.
Yeah. Well, Joanne said, she said it wasn't Tim. I remember several years before when Ed and Emma were living in Rickyard, there was some menacing person around making threats. And if I recall correctly, trying to get money out of David and Ruth, although I can't recall what he thought he had over them. I believe there was an open farm Sunday at Brookfield that was rather fraught with anxiety in case the bad guy turned up and caused trouble. Didn't he get some cows to stampede a bit? But in such a way that no one got hurt this time. And Emma realised that the bad guy was a relative of hers and turned him into the cops. And Tracy was angry with her because you don't grass on family.
Oh, right.
And there was a fire at Rickyard. So that was Horrible Clive.
So that was Clive.
That was Clive. And it was Tracy saying, because I remember Tracy, because I remember not liking Tracy at first. Because she just kept saying, Uncle Clive, you can't tell.
Oh, right.
Except, no, Susan, Emma would be saying Uncle Clive because it was her brother. And Tracy was going, you don't shop him.
Right.
Yes.
So that is the actual answer.
Yeah, she said that. I think that is what that clip is about.
Wow.
And then James has said there had been a series of farm robberies. So when Adam saw something suspicious at Home Farm, he called David for some backup. Unfortunately for... Or fortunately, Adam went down alone and got knocked out by the robbers. Then David arrived and saw them. The phone call was from the criminal gang asking David to not testify in court. Then they got a bit more threatening by shooting out the yard lights.
God, it's amazing, isn't it? I must have listened to all that, but I suppose your brain can't remember the whole of the Archers.
Or indeed any of it in our case. He said, finally a mention of Pip. She's all Tom needs on his cricket team. He's committed, isn't he, to his Pip Archer fan club role.
I actually sort of applauded a bit when I heard Pip's name this week. It's been a while. I thought, I'm glad they shoehorned her in somehow.
So our man on the inside, Ryan Kelly, who plays Jazza, said it was Tilly Button who stole the bunting initially. Then Jazza negotiated with her to get it for Jim, who then placed it round the village.
So it was a proper operation.
Yeah. And
like the Archer's resistance movement or something.
The bunting resistance. He said, yes, it was David trying to stop a spate of thefts in and around Ambridge. Culminated a fire in David's barn caused by Tracy and Susan's brother Clive. He got sent down, I believe, for a couple of years.
Yeah, and it wasn't that long ago, was it?
No. And he says, I think James Everett is an absolute cracker. So well done, James Everett. The dog fighting was all to do with Home Farm. They were having dog fights in one of Brian's barns on the quiet.
Oh, right.
That involved Daryl, the one who ended up homeless.
Oh, yeah. Daryl.
And he said, just in case, you know, he was talking... Jazza, sorry, I'm getting muddled up between real life and... Jazza was talking about lots of strange Scottish food he wanted at the wedding.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And one of them fish head stuff with...
Yes,
rumbledy thumps and all that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he said, rumbledy thump is bubble and squeak potato scone, sort of thin potato cake. Clootie dumpling is a kind of fried Christmas pudding, but you normally have it for breakfast.
Oh, my God.
Stovies... is stewed Scottish sausage potatoes, carrots, onion, and various other vegetables boiled up for hours. It is sensational and really sticks to your ribs. I can't see most of this going down well at weddings, though. And as for fish heads stuffed with liver, oats, and onions, you can keep them as far as I'm concerned. I think I'd rather have a go at chewing one of my own legs off. Yes, thank you,
what
Ryan.
It's his nice revolt. Tish Lorraine.
Yeah.
What's wrong with the Cage Lorraine?
But she was deliberately being really patronising and saying, well, the most that you can... Let's just go for egg mayonnaise sandwiches and sausage rolls, wasn't she? She was really...
Tartan tablecloths.
Yeah.
But to be fair, I mean, they have got quite a limited menu, haven't they, at the tea rooms?
Coke.
It was funny though when Jazz was like, don't worry, my mum used to make them and they're really easy. I mean, Stovies sounds like a bit like haggis.
Yeah.
That I'm not a big fan of haggis. Is that bad?
No, I'm not either.
But then I'm not a fan of black pudding or sausages or anything like that really.
Right.
You know.
How can you not be a fan of sausages?
Well, no, I mean, I'll eat a sausage if someone cooks it for me, but... I wouldn't It's not like, it wouldn't be on my wedding breakfast list.
No. And anyway, you want to stand up finger, don't you? If you want to stand up finger, you can't be having sausages and big lumps of intestine.
I don't think that, and I'm sorry to be rude, but stodge-filled food.
Yeah.
Would work well.
No, because everyone's wearing uncomfortable dresses and you're trying to, you know.
It'll just make you a bit bloated, won't it?
Yeah, and everyone would want a nice sleep, after your curry.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Exactly. And also, what they could have organised was a good Kaylee.
Yes.
That would have been much more fun.
Yeah, totally.
Because there must be a local Kaylee person.
Well, they've got the Felpersham College Folk Band. That sounds like hell on earth, doesn't it?
I haven't heard their latest album. I'm not sure. It might be really good.
Sure.
I like folk music, though. Mm. It depends.
Well, yes.
Depends which college it comes out of.
Yes.
Yes.
This is from Steve. I love the podcast and I can't begin to imagine what those around me are thinking when I'm walking the dogs. Two whippets. Oh, nice. Oh. Or on the train and I'm laughing out loud at your latest musings, and not, of course, always the Archers bits. I listen to the Archers podcast, so I'm never with or ahead of you in terms of the episode, so I've no idea what's been happening this week and may even now be way off track. But here goes my plot predictions. 1. Tom decides to go for the farm at Evesham and forces the family to sell up so he can take his share of the money to fund his move. Ooh. No. Nice idea, it's not going to happen. All goes wrong and he has to come back without no casher or the two planets or stars or whatever his kids are and works as a paid employee in the dairy with Susan and Clary. Ha! Brian is leaving the farm to Rory. Brian's one of the old school and doesn't believe in modern inheritance principles of equality, and to save Home Farm from being broken up, leaves it to his only true son. The others get little plots of the farm, their homes, and a bit of cash, but nothing compared to what they expected.
Yep. That could be a possibility, couldn't it?
Georgie, a leopard never changes his spots, is a bad'un. And I think he stole the church money all those years ago. Yep, me too. Definitely has something on Martin Gibson, but it'll all backfire as Martin's cleverer than Georgie. Not difficult. And truth will out across the village of how stupid and conniving Georgie is, and he will become the Nelson Gabriel of this generation. Rogue, that is. Not a wine bar owner or antique dealer. Anyway, Nelson was charming. Georgie is absolutely not charming.
The charm might come in a few years. You never know.
He said he loves the wonderful music arrangements from Matt. My favourite is the Ski Sunday version. Is there any way we can get an album of the music so we can listen to them all again?
The Ski Sunday one was brilliant. Mm. Yes, you can listen to them all on SoundCloud.
Yes.
If you search Matt Rodriguez Payne.
Yes. Payne.
Then, yeah, they're all up there.
Okay. So there we go, Steve. This is... this is from Marianne Proctor, who says, this was the lady that was listening with her sister in lockdown and felt like listening to us and listening to the Archers and sort of felt like her sister was closer to her because they were both listening through lockdown. All three of us sisters spent a weekend in Blackpool. We are originally from Hampshire. It was an experience, but we did find out that our youngest dynamic trendy sister also dips in and out of the Archers. On the long trip back to Epping and Brighton, Epping's near me, we both listened to your newly released podcast in which another podcast was mentioned, The Teacher's Pet. Not only did you give a spoiler, but there was no mention of just what an investment of time it would be. I'm now on episode 12 and I've pretty much not listened to the Archers all week. I'm comforting myself that Lucy's summary will be all that I need. Yes, it is a bit, it does, yeah.
Yeah, but it's good
so,
in a podcast.
Yeah.
I mean, actually, yeah, it probably is a bit too long, to be fair.
Yeah.
And maybe, yeah, because of our spoiler, you could have started at episode 6, probably.
Yeah.
But it's very good.
Patricia Johnson said she really enjoyed the Watercress Festival. More of that anon.
Oh, I didn't see Patricia or anybody.
We didn't even see any watercress, did you?
I didn't see any watercress. No. I didn't have any 3G or 4G, let alone 4G, let alone 5G. I didn't have any reception.
She said she scanned the crowd.
There was a lot of...
But she said it was so busy.
Oh, my God, it was so busy. As you will hear in my little report, Lucy, it was... I couldn't believe it.
Harriet's now our roving reporter.
Just call me Claire Balding on the rambles. Did you like my little walking bit?
I did, yes.
No, but it was so... I was shocked.
Yeah.
I wondered, actually, Sophie might be able to tell us, but is it always that busy? It was packed.
Mm.
So, yeah, so I'm so sorry I didn't get to see anybody.
Patricia said, these are her issues this week. Why T20 instead of single wicket? Average can barely get one team together for weekly matches, and now they'll have two competing on a bank holiday weekend. And why Sunday instead of the Monday? Some people are revolted by chewing sounds. There's too much of it going on in the Aldridge clan the past few months. Yeah, who was it? Alice today was getting properly stuck into whatever Ian had turned up this time.
Oh, yeah, there was a lot of munching this week. Yeah. Right.
Talking of munching, Anna Toboggan is visiting her mother weekly, and it has been a good 6 years since Helen has seen her, or anyone has so much as mentioned her name, or Carol's for that matter. Yes. And she also said, you can tell they haven't seen Anna in 6 years, or even thought of her, because they keep calling her Anna Tregoran in full, or Anna Tregoran the barrister. Why not? Anna Tregoran, the lesbian barrister who acted for Helen Titch and Anae Archer in her attempted murder trial and deftly coaxed a rape allegation from her in the witness box, all the while swigging whiskey, you know, the rape that resulted in Giddy Jack's conception, bless her little cotton socks. That would be more precise. I know it is for the benefit of new listeners, but please, she says. Yes, they did go something somewhat to town.
But I had sort of forgotten about Anna.
Well, I kept worrying about Carol because she's just stuck out. She's 92 or something, isn't she? Anna said today.
Yeah, but I liked that they sort of reminded us who Anna was and her connection with the village.
And then they sort of said, well, she doesn't get out much anymore. And I thought, no, clearly, we've no one's heard from her for six sodding years, not even to the shop.
Except Jill and Leonard, who visit practically every day. Yes. Carol must be like, oh God, tell them I'm not here. No. Leonard's always trying to crack a joke.
Am I funny, Dave? This is another James Everett clippy. Oh, this is Rob's first appearance. No, in Ambridge.
Had... Oh, Rob's first. Oh, we yes. had mention of him, didn't we? Yes.
Or not.
Mr. Titchener?
Mrs. Franks.
Oh, call me Usha.
Rob.
Well, very nice to meet you.
And you.
Have you been here long?
About an hour.
Oh, dear.
I made pretty good time coming up, but the man with the van has only been here about 20 minutes.
I meant to be here to greet you.
We've got most of the heavy stuff indoors already. The bed and the sofa and the dining table. I think I can leave him to bring in the rest of the boxes.
Okay.
Oh, it's just perfect.
Well, you like it.
Yeah, it's delightful. Even better than the photographs.
I was very happy here.
Why did you leave?
I got married.
Ah.
Your wife's not with you?
No, not today, but she will just adore it.
It's very peaceful.
Yes, I noticed. No close neighbours.
Oh, does that worry you?
No, not at all. Quite the opposite. No one to complain about my music.
Oh, what do you play?
No, not playing. Listening.
Oh, so do you normally get complaints?
Well, only from the Philistines who don't appreciate Primal Scream.
Oh, right.
Some people have no taste.
Shall we go in?
They were a bit flirty.
I know. She was all a bit, oh, hello. Hello.
Yeah, Rob sounded so posh. I don't remember him being.
He sounded like Benedict Cumberbatch, actually.
Yes, he did. Yeah. He sounded like his old jolly rump old type, didn't he?
But so nice. We were all so taken in, weren't we?
Yeah. I don't remember now. Was he married? Oh, of course. To Jess.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But did she ever live in Ambridge? She must have done because.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. God.
But they were already at the splitting up stage, I think.
Yeah.
And she came down to stay for the weekend or something. Because they had a dinner party and she cooked salmon. I remember that.
So was she in it then?
Why in the world would I remember
that?
Yeah,
that's so...
Yes, she must have been, but only for a short time.
Yeah. Wow. God, he sounded... you'd never think that was Rob.
No.
Sounded lovely, terribly attractive.
I know. No wonder Susan was all, I like him, he's very... but it didn't take long before people caught on and said, something about him I don't like. It really, the script writing was so good, it didn't take long for that sort of, the hints to start.
Yeah.
Really tiny ones.
Yeah.
Right, so this, I think, because of the technical snafu earlier. I think this is what the hell is happening here.
Okay.
But who knows? Let's try.
Could be. Oh. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Ready?
Yeah.
What the hell is happening?
What the hell is happening here?
It is.
That was... I think Matt thinks that my Jolene was Clary.
No,
well, maybe it was Clary.
No,
maybe...
because he said, this is Jolene. Oh, I don't know.
What the hell is happening here? That was supposed to be Jolene.
Yes.
But I did do a Clary.
No, he said it's Jolene when he sent it to me.
Oh, yeah, good.
Anyway, right, this is the thing.
Anyway, it's actually quite catchy.
Yeah. Poor Jeff's been singing it non-stop for the last fortnight. He can't get out of his head now. God. Anyway, this is this week's thing for
what
you to guess.
What the hell is happening here?
That's not an animal.
Oh, no.
It's Nick.
I think you're right.
Oh, my goodness. That's Will.
In the woods. In the middle of the night. Oh.
Oh, whoa, my lord.
They're not...
Oh, I think they are.
Yes. I think perhaps you'd better stop it now. Susan.
Yeah, of course. Well, it's all wildlife, I suppose. In a manner of speaking.
Oh, my God.
So that was exactly the same storyline as Ed
that
and Emma.
Is copying.
Oh, we're telling.
But we didn't even know. We didn't clock that.
No.
So Linda was looking at a...
Yeah,
a
must have been a nature
camera or something.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I think we all know what the hell was happening there.
Yeah.
Oh, Will. That doesn't sound like an animal. Will. Yes. That's pretty awesome.
I'd completely forgotten that was already happened.
Yeah, well, no, me too. I know. Well, that just goes to show, doesn't it, that you could just repeat a story like that in 10 years.
Yeah.
Anyway, they didn't mention the coat.
No.
There's no affair taking place.
Sodding coat. Right. Would you like me to play your watercress thing?
I'm a bit nervous.
Go on. I'm going to play it now.
Can I just give a bit of background? Because there's not quite enough in the SFX, in the roving reporting footage, I mean. This was the Watercress Festival, and Lucy asked me to meet some artisan cheesemakers, but I was with four kids, mostly on my own, because Rufus came later, so I didn't meet anyone. And you couldn't get near a blooming artisan anything, because there was like a million people there, which is great, because it was buzzy and brilliant, but that's the background.
Okay. I'm going to press play now.
We're at Rockley Railway Station to get the watercress line to the festival.
Should we walk down?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you. Yep.
It's called the Watercress Festival. Can you say that?
Watercress Festival.
Yeah. At the park and ride. It's the best park and ride I've ever been to. What do you reckon? Watercress Festival shuttle.
Keep going.
What noise is it going to make when it sets off?
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. For those of you standing, can you please take hold of the train? Major when it starts.
Excited. Okay, so we'll just do a little update. So we made it to Alsford. How did we get here, Rexy? What did we come on? Yeah, we drove and then we got the train. Oh, there's a balloon in the sky. Where are we going to go first? Should we go and have a look? I think we've got to see some watercress, haven't we? Otherwise, there's no point being here.
I need to see
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Can't go on like that slide thingy. It's literally like a drop.
Okay, the Spider Mountain looks a bit big, doesn't it? We did promise him a go.
No, I want to go.
Okay, so we're going to find it when it's open. Okay.
As soon as I do a clap and cheer, one last one.
Whee! Yay!
Yay, wow! Yeah.
Juggling Jake there. Impressing us with his balls. Okay, yeah, so we're what are we looking for now? The spinning teapot and burgers. Has anyone seen any watercress yet? Anyone?
No.
No? And anyone seen Rex? Rex? Don't let him see Spider Mountain. This is a brilliant Brazilian band, Brazucas, at the main stage. Here's Leslie Waters doing a live cook-along, watercress themed, obviously, talking about her garlic crushes. Explain what we had to do for lunch.
We had to go to Tesco's because the queues were too big. And then we're going to get a burger later.
Yeah.
How's your festival experience going so far?
Fine.
Rex? Yeah?
Fine.
How? Are you enjoying yourself?
Yeah.
Good.
I thought my shirt was bad enough. Never mind. We have to live with them. Is there anyone here who's planning to enter the World Watercress Eating Championship?
Are you planning to enter, Hal?
No, probably not.
Are you sure? No. You've had too much fun.
Yeah. Although I think I'd be quite good if I didn't.
Oh, go on, I dare you. We're rocking out to Winchester Rock Choir. We're on this gorgeous riverside walk which loops around Oldsford.
The rapids are quite strong.
Whoa. Oh, you could do some lovely walks.
No, never.
You could swim here. You could, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Maybe. Oh. Those diseases.
Wow.
Were
wow.
That,
oh, my God.
It's not chalk.
No, that is not a chalk. What is that?
It's chalk. It's the river itching.
I wish I could live here.
Oh, me too. Good festival?
Yeah.
What are we doing now?
Getting some water.
What?
What time is it?
Getting some water. Yeah, how's the ice cream?
Good.
Is it water? Who got watercress flavour? You didn't? Oh. Okay, let's get on the train. Great day out. Did I eat any watercress? No. But I didn't have to go up Spider Mountain either. Next year.
Oh my God. I can't believe you made me listen to that, Lucy.
Yes.
I thought you were just going to play it in.
I know you did. So I thought I'd annoy you. Harriet, was that Rufus saying to you something about diseases?
Yeah. He was going, so I said, you could swim in here. And he was like, what about all those diseases you're always talking about in rivers? Because of Viles disease.
Oh!
Yeah. Because when I was little, we did swim in Hampshire.
Yes.
In the rivers, but there was Viles disease, so you had to wear shoes.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And he was just moaning that, what about all those diseases? It is a chalk train.
Yes, well, Rufus managed to sound the biggest child of all, really, out of your children.
Not that I made him drive back from his dad's to pick us up, Lucy. I didn't make him do that.
You just threatened him with, yeah.
No, it was really lovely. In fact, the highlight was the walk around. It's such a, because Oldsford is such a pretty town. And there's this lovely, and there are watercress walks, and you can actually see the watercress fields when you walk around the town. Yeah, you can see where the watercresses
grow. So you did see some?
I saw from afar watercress being, and I saw loads of bags of watercress.
Mm.
But when you could give money to a charity box and then they'd give you some watercress. And I gave the money to the charity, obviously, but I didn't want to. I thought by the time I get this watercress back to London,
it'll have fermented nicely, gone all composty and horrid.
It'll be watercress kombucha. But it was a really fun day out, really genuinely great. And the kids, they really loved it, mostly because I just got them whatever they wanted.
I loved Rex going, I would like to live here.
I know, so sweet. But it is so idyllic though.
Yeah.
And it was a sunny day and you go, oh my God, imagine if you lived here.
Yeah.
You'd be at peace with the world all the time.
Yes. I bet you would.
And then I didn't put it in, but when we were walking past one of the houses on the river and we were like, oh, look at that beautiful, beautiful house. And Ruby was like, yeah, but in my, you'd never get that insured, would you?
Rufus was not entering into the spirit of the Watercress Festival, was he? Let's face it.
He's not really a country person, Lucy.
Okay, clearly.
Think about the insurance, how you're dressed.
There's diseases, there's uninsurable housing. How do people manage?
And I don't even like Watercress. What is this place? No, but it was fun. It was really fun.
Good.
Yeah. Did you think it sounded like a little bit for Radio 4?
It did.
I think you could have put that on You and Yours.
Yeah.
And people wouldn't have batted an eyelid.
No, there'd have been far more shouting if it was on You and Yours.
Yeah, they would actually. They would have had at least one interview, though.
Yeah, but you'd have to have talked about how much money you'd lost at the Watercress Festival.
Well, we didn't really. I mean, because we had to go to Tesco's to get our.
Yes.
I mean, I was queuing up for, well, Thai, first of all, then pizza. Burgers, we were just like the queue was going it was like from going round streets. The queue had entered about three different streets. so we had our lunch at Tesco and then we got burgers later.
Okay,
yeah,
just good.
So we did make sure that we
good.
Supported the festival.
Yes.
And I would have loved to have seen Sophie and Patricia, but Sophie was running around organising it and growing watercress.
And Patricia was frantically scanning the crowd whilst also trying to hang on to her granddaughter to find you. So
that's
and said, I've only seen her picked a little tiny picture of her on Patreon. I don't know. I couldn't tell which one she was. So, yes.
But it was fun. The music was great.
Yeah.
Oh, shout out to the Sussex Jazz Band. Who I didn't.
Were they better than the Felpersham College Folk Club?
They were like, they could have done the proms.
Oh, really?
They were really good. They were that was the jazz band at the beginning of the piece.
Yeah, they
were really, really good. All the bands are great. The entertainment was great. It's a proper festival based around watercress.
Well, why not? This is another one of those moments where our US listeners are going, based around, about what?
What? I must come to this Watercress Festival. It sounds delightful. I mean, if you've never visited the merry old country of England and you sort of picture it from movies and stuff, you should go to Oldsford because that's what it looks like. It could easily be in a gorgeous old English movie, you know, Christmas cardy type thing.
I need to do it. Thank you. I am walking 60 miles for refuge in June, lots of listeners have sponsored me. And thank you very much to Robin, Ben, Alexandra Goddard, Fiona Bell, Sarah and Tim, Helen and Elizabeth. I've already exceeded my target, which is very, very exciting.
Well done.
So I'm going to up my target and maybe I'll do some more miles depending on if more people sponsor me.
You have to. How many miles is it? Sorry, I know you said
60.
60.
So me and Cooper will have little legs like Dachshunds by the time July comes around. We won't be able to walk.
60 miles and it's like a mile is 15 minutes. What's that times 60? 600 and add 900 minutes? About 1,000 minutes. How much is that in hours?
What are you talking about?
How long it's going to take you? Say you walk... a mile in 15 minutes, roughly. And then you're doing 60. So that's 60 times 15.
Yes.
So 0 times 5 is...
Okay, if anybody is listening to this who has the faintest idea about how science and maths work, please just skip this bit because, frankly, it's embarrassing. Partly because I can't correct her either because I'm as bad as she is, so...
Is it about 300, isn't it? About that, roughly.
300 hours? or miles? Or what are you talking about now?
I can't make it out because my brain's gone. I don't know this. You work this out.
I don't do this sort of thing.
Look, how many hours is it going to take, Lucy?
Lots. Somebody will write in. Somebody with half a brain cell can write in and tell us. Right, this week... From Matt.
900. 900. Yeah, which in hours is something else.
Oh, God's sake. We're going to... So this week, Matt has made his own link.
15 hours, roughly. Okay. It'll probably take you about 20 because you'll be tired. Mm. Anyway, sorry.
I will saddle up Cooper and canter him home if that goes happens. This week, Matt has decided that Rob is a cockroach because of his behaviour. So he has done La Cucaracha in the style of the Archers. So I will play that now.
Ooh, what's that?
You know it. Do-do-do-do-do. Anyway. I was digging
that
around.
Is brilliant.
Yes.
I didn't know that was a thing, the carucha.
La cucaracha. I can't. It's da 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 da.
Oh, yes. No, yes. That sounds awesome.
Yes. Much nicer than Rob deserves, but anyway.
Yes.
Right, we can go now and you can go to bed.
I'm so tired now.
Are you?
Well, it's because I stupidly drank a glass of wine.
Ah.
No, I'm not tired. I just like if I drink a glass of wine or have a curry, I basically just need to be go to bed immediately. It's ridiculous. I don't know what's happened to me. I don't know what's happened, Lucy.
Especially considering you're so young.
I know. I'm still young.
You're basically.
I could walk that 60 miles in 10 or 15 hours.
Oh, don't start that again.
I could walk 500 miles in. With Jazza.
And the Proclaimers, yeah.
No, it's just, you know. No, it's been fun. Thanks. Thanks for having me on
the set. You're so insincere. Yeah, it's been fun. Who are you? What am I doing this for?
Why have I got this voice in my head? It's weird. Why am I talking about watercress? anyway, thank you, Sophie, for inviting us as well to the watercress.
And next time I will come.
You bloody better come.
Yes.
I'll leave the kids and I'll take you up Spider Mountain, baby.
Oof. I'm too scared to go now.
He's very tall. Very tall.
Is it?
Yes, very tall.
I love the way your daughter was like, that's older sister thing. Mum, don't let him see it because he'll want to come up.
It was a nightmare because we kept having to walk past it and he'd be like, there we go. And we're like, it's not open. And there were like kids flying down it going, wee. It was a nightmare. Please don't have it next year, Ward, or just hide it in another street that nobody goes to. It was too prevalent.
Right.
Okay, have a great night. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
And love to Jeff and love to Coops.
Yes, and tell give mine and the listeners love to Rufus and apologize for making him go to the Watercress Festival, which clearly he hated every minute of. So
he didn't. It's just he didn't actually see it.
Okay.
He just came to the river.
Okay. And talked about rats, vulva disease and uninsurable homes.
I think he said he had a bad week at work.
Okay, fair enough.
All right then.
All right, bye. I'm going to play out with La Cucaracha.
Brilliant.
Bye everybody.
Bye.
when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.